On this Lord's Day, I want to share not only what I find to be the most inspiring of truths, but also the prime motivation for the whole Hellraiser Report project. And that is the fact that Jesus is King. Before I get into a few key points as to why that isn't just an important thing, but the most important thing, right here and right now on planet Earth, let's go through the Great Commission as recorded in Matthew 28:18-20. Here we go. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Now, when we understand this as a crystal clear mission statement, and not a parable or an illustration or anything like that, but a crystal clear mission statement given by King Jesus to his people, to his church, right here on earth before he ascended into heaven, into the clouds, and then an angel had to come along later and sort of correct the understandably gawking followers and say, you know, what are you looking at? Why are you staring there? Go do what you've been told to do. When we understand things that way, we see several key components clearly. First, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. All authority is not some authority or most authority. It is all authority. And this authority, all authority, covers not only heaven or some spiritual realm safely sequestered off yonder in the clouds somewhere. No, this authority covers all of heaven and all of earth right now. It is this present fact of his complete authority over the earth right now that leads us to the mission part of the mission statement. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Did you get that last part about teaching obedience to all that he has commanded? That's the mission that we've been given, and that's the mission he has equipped us to accomplish, all by his grace, through his spirit within us, and with his word before us. Apart from his grace, his word, and his spirit, there's a 0.0% chance that we could even begin to do anything like this. But with his spirit within us, by his grace, and with his word before us to guide us, well, then this mission that he's given us not only becomes possible, but unstoppable. And this is why the Hellraiser Report is all about informed optimism, with that optimism being rooted in the fact that Jesus is King and he has given us this mission to accomplish by his grace and on his behalf. Which brings us neatly to the ways in which this matters right here and now on planet Earth, which should all now be obvious, of course, but for now we'll just start with a short list. Let's say politics, economics, law, art, beauty, education, sports, film, and literature. We'll just go with those. All of these things are his. They belong to him in their true, pure form, prior to any corruption that we add to them. They are beautiful, powerful, and vitally important things that have been made by him, through him, and for him, as well as for the eternal benefit of his people. Now, in future videos, I hope to elaborate on this wonderful reality in great detail, but for now, I just wanted to share the remarkably simple but breathtakingly powerful and awe-inspiring core truth at the heart of how I hope, by God's grace, to approach things here at the Hellraiser Report. Jesus is King. That impacts everything right here and now, every area of life and every person on God's green earth, and we shouldn't want it any other way. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com.